Question: can you build your life on the firm foundation of unyielding despair? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, this sounds like rather shaky ground.
John, listen to Bertrand Russell's famous essay, A Free Man's Worship, that man is the product of causes which had no prevision of the end they were achieving, that his origin, his growth, his hopes and fears, his loves and his beliefs are but the outcome of accidental collocations of atoms, that no fire, no heroism, no intensity of thought and feeling can preserve an individual life beyond the grave, that all the labours of the ages, all the devotion, all the inspiration, all the noonday brightness of human genius are destined to extinction and the vast death of the solar system, and that the whole temple of man's achievement must inevitably be buried beneath the debris of a universe in ruins. All these things, if not quite beyond dispute, are yet so nearly certain that no philosophy which rejects them can hope to stand. Only within the scaffolding of these truths, only on the firm foundation of unyielding despair, can the soul's habitation henceforth be safely built.
Yeah, but go ahead and have a nice day there, fella. My goodness, where's the hope here?
I know, we need to ask the atheist and then share the Bible's message. Every person is made by God, for God, in the image of God. He loves us. He sent his Son to die for us, and he wants us to spend eternity with him. John, that's a foundation worth building your life upon.
It sure is. Hey, if you've got questions about what it means to build on that foundation, to be loved and forgiven by God, call toll-free 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.